after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Yesterday or last night, whatever, was such a crazy time in college basketball. Man, I don't know that any of them got much more crazy than the UNC game. UNC in Eastern Washington last night. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Bears, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my man, what were you thinking there in those last few seconds when Eastern Washington's driving and they ultimately missed the layup to go ahead and win the game?
I was thinking we were going home.
Yeah, I was thinking too.
This season is over. I really was, and I'm just shocked. There was a lid on that basket at the end. There were three tries, a missed layup, two tips right around the basket, and none of those things went in. One looked like it was down and kind of came out. So survival, I guess, is what I was thinking at that point. It survived this late run made by Eastern Washington. But you know what? That's what you do. You win a game. You do what it takes to win. They got the win. They move on, and here we are. We're living to play another game tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Other than right now, we're not going to really be analyzing that game much past this conversation. It is all about just advancing, just moving on, and the Bears did that. I knew that Eastern Washington game was going to be tough. I mean, I felt like that first round was going to be tricky, and I feel very confident now. If the Bears could have got past that, okay, here we go. This will be an interesting matchup. But, boy, they took us through the ringer last night.
Yeah, they did. And it was, you know, that's the way these games are. You know, you think when you get into March Madness and the NCAA tournament, anything can happen. And that is the case. But in these conference tournaments, it seems like it's the same way. Upset after upset, and teams come back. I mean, I think UNC was up by 17 late in the first half and let that get away. So it was such an ironic game, too, Brady, because I thought if anybody had the advantage in the second half, it'd be the Bears, because UNC is not playing a back-to-back, and Eastern Washington is. They're playing two games in two nights. I thought they might lose their win, but they gained it in the second half, and UNC kind of lost it. So, yeah, you never know with these games. They're so hard to predict. But you make a really good point. This is one you can't think about a whole lot. You're not going to go in the film room and analyze this game from last night. You're going to look ahead to tonight to Portland State, because that's the next one up. And if you don't win that one, the season's over. So, yeah, crazy stuff. But here we are, ready to play again tonight.
Yeah, well, talk about Matt Johnson last night. I had a feeling he might be an X factor in that game. 24 points in this one, and a pretty efficient game for him, too.
He was terrific, yeah. I think especially in the first half. And, you know, ends up hitting all those threes. And there were a couple late in the game that kind of kept them in it. I mean, kept them right there close without the other team taking the lead. So Max has gotten, man, he's gotten better and better, I think, Brady, as the season has gone on. And he's averaging over 20 points the last six games and 14 for the year. So really producing offensively lately. But it's a game last night where Matt just kind of, he's so good at feeling his way through. He could tell that they were really collapsing on Dalen Coons, and Dalen couldn't get in that lane and finish like he normally could. So Matt had to kind of take over and kind of pick up the pieces a little bit. And he's so good at that. Never forces anything. Never seems to take a bad shot. He was upset with himself that he missed a couple free throws in the game, and he's so clutch with those. So that was a little disturbing, I think, in his mind and surprising to us. But, boy, what a steady player. And he's just absolutely terrific. And he had a lot of people with the media in Boise talking about him after that game last night.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. I mean, we've been talking about Dalen Coons all year, and rightfully so. I thought he was going to be the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. But the last few games, I mean, in the last month or so, it has felt like it's been, you know, Matt Johnson. I don't want to say Matt Johnson's team necessarily, but he's kind of been one of their top players these last few weeks or so.
Yeah, steadying force. I mean, he's got such a great feel for the game, I think, Brady. You know, he knows when he should push the pace. He knows when to walk the ball up the court. He just got a sense on how this offense works. He makes reads. I think the team kind of goes as he goes. And what's happened with Dalen is, you know, he had that great first season, and then teams really started keying on him because he is so good at putting the ball on the floor and finishing, and now everybody's collapsing on him. I mean, he puts the ball on the floor. He can't sniff that lane without three guys hanging on him. So that somebody else got to pick up that slack, and Matt has that feel for the game as to how to do that. And so I just think he's been terrific. You know, he's got he's a senior and he's got his degree, but he's got another year of eligibility, just like Dalen Coons does. We don't know if those guys are coming back, but if they do, Brady, that's the best backcourt in the Big Sky going into next year without any question.
Yeah, on that note, before we get into Portland State, what's your feel on that, Jerry? Because a lot of people have asked me, you know, hey, you think those guys are coming back next year, especially those two, Dalen Coons and Matt Johnson?
You know, my hunch is they will. I think unless Dalen, I think he's going to shop a little bit and see if he might. I don't think he's going to get drafted to the NBA, but he could probably play overseas. So I think he's going to kind of kick the tires on doing that in the off season, in the summertime. And if that doesn't work out to his satisfaction, I think he comes back. And I think the same way with Matt Johnson. Those two guys love to play, and they want to keep playing. Matt might not be able to play after this, on another level after this. So my guess is he comes back. You know, there's a couple other guys that also have a year of eligibility left that are also seniors, John Cooch and Hume. Got a feeling both of those guys probably will not come back. Drew Cookshausen has no eligibility left, but I think my hunch is that both Dalen Coons and Matt Johnson are back next season.
It's going to be absolutely huge if that's the case. We could be right here at least next season, too. All right, moving on, we get Portland State. They pull off the upset against Southern Utah. So interesting. Now, some fans, if they're not paying attention, will go, well, that's perfect. UNC should be able to take care of Portland State. That was the one team they couldn't take care of, Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. Two against this year.
Nope. Did we lose Jerry? We're bringing back. Let's see if we can get him back here. I think we lost him. Jaden's trying him again. Something was going haywire there. So we'll see if we can catch back up with Jerry Schemmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Of course, we know this Bears team's getting ready to go up against Portland State. And do we have him back? We have Jerry. Jerry, we were just talking about Portland State being the one team the Bears couldn't solve this year.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, they play so well against everybody else for the most part. It can't beat the number 7 seed, Portland State. And, you know, there's a reason for that. I think that they lost back-to-back games against Portland State. It's that time where the Bears just weren't playing well. They just weren't playing together. They'd lost 3 in a row, including 2 to Portland State there. And then they kind of regrouped a little bit and got much better. So I think it's going to be, it should be anyway, a little different team than what we saw against Portland State those first two ball games. But we know this, Brady, they're talented. I'm going to watch their semifinal game on the upset Southern Utah yesterday, and they look great. I mean, they play with incredible energy, and they're just so unpredictable. They just fly around the court, throw different defenses at you. They'll shoot a 30-foot three-pointer, and the next time down, they'll throw it inside and dunk. I mean, they're just sort of an unpredictable, scrambling type of team. That's how they beat the Bears twice, and that's how they beat Southern Utah yesterday. So I think you have a couple factors working for the Bears in this one. One of them you already mentioned. You're 0-2 against this team. I mean, if you're the coach, you're telling guys, we cannot get beat 3 times in a row by this Portland State team that's a number 7 seed. I think that's plenty of incentive. Now, does this team need incentive? Probably not. Being in the tournament and the semifinals is probably incentive enough. Here's the other thing I think might be a factor in the second half especially is, you know, this is Portland State playing its 3rd game in 3 nights. That'll get to a college team. The NBA guys can kind of do that because they're used to it. College teams, I've seen it a lot. They push on that accelerator in the second half of a game and nothing happens. The car doesn't move. So we'll see if that's a factor tonight. But I think the Bears have a couple of reasons that you should give them the edge this evening.
Yeah, boy, and if they can take care of it, there we go. We could be looking at that Big Sky Conference championship, and boy, wouldn't that be something. This Bears team, you know, for the most part, Jerry, it's been a really good season. There's certainly been some head-scratchers that we witnessed, you know, a couple of games where we thought they were easily going to win, or even against good teams like the Weber State game, running the table in the first half and then dropping it at that home game, of course, and then struggling at home. The Portland State series was certainly one of those where we did walk away scratching our heads, but ultimately it was overall a pretty good season for this Bears team, so you expect more often than not they're going to be able to put out a good enough showing where they can get this team and move into the Big Sky Conference championship.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, if they win tonight, that's 20 wins. That's a 20-win season. That's always a great accomplishment. And you think about the preseason schedule, and they had the toughest one of any Big Sky team. I saw the results the other day, and it was by far the toughest preseason pre-conference schedule, playing at Arizona, at Texas, at Washington State, at Cal Baptist. all those teams at San Jose State, which is not a great team, but it's a Mountain West team. So they had a tough preseason schedule, pre-conference schedule. So when you lose 14 games, you got a handful there against the big boys. So when you take away those, you probably got to, you know, and replace them with somebody else like Metro State or somebody, like a lot of big Sky teams play. You got 22 or 23 wins this year. So you're right. It's been a great season, a little bit up and down. Losing to Sacramento State at home hurt. The two games against Portland State, like you said, letting some big leads slip away in some games. But for the most part, it's been a good team. It's certainly been a fun team to watch. When they get going offensively like they did in the first half last night, hit those three balls, they're just a joy to look at.
Yeah, no question about it. They are so much fun. Rough one seeing Bodie Hume foul out in that one fairly late, Jerry. But, you know, point-wise, he wasn't really a big factor. He hit a pretty big three there. I'm pretty late in that game, shortly before fouling out. But, you know, I know that's a guy, Bodie, he's kind of been in his head a lot this year. And when he has those monster games, you think, oh, man, he's unstoppable. But sometimes he can get in foul trouble, and then it seems like he's down on himself in some of those games.
Yeah, exactly right. I think you summed it up just right. He doesn't get going offensively. I think early in the ball game, it doesn't look for that shot again. If the first couple don't fall, then he's looking to pass, which is just fine. Like, it's not my night. But a lot of times he might hang the head a little bit and get down on himself. I think what he's done, though, especially in the second half of the year, is when he has those kind of games, Brady, he's effective in other ways. He had four assists last night. He had two blocks. He had a steal late in the ball game. So he realizes he can do other things besides score to help his team win. And I think that's the maturation that we've seen a little bit with him this year. So he fouled out last night, but I still thought, even though he didn't shoot the ball well, you're right, he hit that one big three late in the ball game, and he was very, very good defensively.
Yeah, and sometimes when you can hit key shots. I mean, I was looking at the CSU game. Chandler Jacobs for CSU didn't have any points until the final shot to win the game for the Rams. So, hey, if you're going to score, make them meaningful. That was a really big one. And if he doesn't have that three, who knows? I mean, that kind of stopped the bleeding for a moment that maybe gave the Bears the edge there, where it did come down to at least a last-second shot.
I think so, too. And I said that, I think, in the broadcast last night. That was just a gigantic hoop. I mean, not just for Brady to get back on the scoreboard, but for the team when they really needed one, he came through. Matt Johnson hit one, too. Those two were the biggest, I think, shots of the game for the Bears late. So, yeah, he's doing different things. And you know, basketball can be, like you said, a little bit like baseball, where a guy sitting at the other bench comes up and pinch hits in the ninth inning and wins a game for you. You can do that in basketball once in a while, too, with somebody like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Jerry, so you think the Bears are going to take care of Portland State tonight, right?
I do. I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think it's going to be a really difficult game, but I do think they have a terrific chance of winning tonight. Yes, sir.
Okay, on the other side, I guess before your game, you're going to know. You're going to know who's in that Big Sky Championship game. That game is at 5:30 later today. Weber State, Montana State. That's going to be a good one. Weber State favored by a point and a half so far.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought maybe Montana State would be the favorite
so
after winning the conference. But I think that they got a bit of an injury problem, so that might be the reason for that. But that's going to be a great game. I'm going over there, obviously, early to watch that one and see who the Bears potentially play tomorrow night. So that'll be that. I'm guessing that'll be a really hard-fought, tough game, physical game as well. Two very, very talented teams going at it at 5:30 today.
Any hunch there? Who do you think? What do you think's going to be? Who's going to be waiting for the Bears tomorrow?
I think it's Montana State. I really do. They rolled in their first game. They won by, I think, 20 points. Weber State kind of messed around a little bit yesterday in their semifinal game and ended up winning and playing good second half. But I just think that Montana State, regular season champs, are the favorite to me. I think it's going to be a close game, probably come down the end. But I just like the playmakers that Montana State has, both defensively and offensively. They can really get after you defensively. And that's how you win a lot of these close games, is you get that stop or two at the end of the game that you really need defensively. Bears aren't great at that, but there are certain teams that are, like Montana State. Bears rely more on hitting a big shot to win it rather than getting a stop. Montana State's that team that will shut you down when they really need to. So I think they're going to be the winner tonight.
Now, Jerry, since we won't have a show tomorrow and I can't ask you this question, I know we're focused on Portland State, but between those two teams, Weber State, Montana State, of course, we know the Bears split with those teams. That Montana State game was a heartbreaker last weekend. Who do you think the Bears match up better against?
I think they match up better with Montana State. I really do. I think just physically, they're kind of more the size of Montana State. Weber State's a little bit bigger, especially with their guards. And the UNC guards go up against bigger players every night. I mean, last night it's 6'6 and 6'7, and they kind of held their own. But, you know, I think with Montana State, they match up well. And the fact that they got beat last Saturday when they shouldn't have, and Steve Smiley was so incredibly upset after that game, should be incentive for them. You know, they got embarrassed. That was a game Steve Smiley said they should have won. They didn't win because of a lack of effort. So you're challenging guys' pride when you say they're not playing hard like that. So I think if they match up with Montana State, they got a little something that they are thinking it might be a payback, and that maybe puts them over the hump. Maybe that's an X factor in a game like a championship game tomorrow night, hopefully.
All right, my friend Jerry, great call from you last night. I was sweating bullets right there with you. I heard it in your voice there at the end. It just felt like that was going to – I was just picturing you saying, made, and it's over. But instead, missed the shot. The Bears move on. I think – I tweeted this. I said, I think I blacked out that last 5 seconds. It was good.
Oh, man, it was crazy, and I've been on the other end of those, a lot of games like that as a radio announcer, so I know how the other team feels. Let's hope that doesn't happen again in this tournament.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it tonight. 7:30 pregame, and you get rocking and rolling with tip-off at 8?
Yes, sir. That is the schedule.
All right. It's going to be a great day of basketball yet again. Jerry, appreciate you as always, and we'll be I'm staying up late. I'm going to be up all night because we got you guys, of course, first and foremost. The Rams play at like 2 in the morning, I think, so I'm going to be everywhere.
All right. All right. Get your coffee going, my friend.
All right, my man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. 7:30, the call. If you haven't heard a Jerry Schimmel broadcast, you are missing out. I don't care if you have ESPN Plus. Hit the old mute button and turn 1310 or 103.1 or 1310kfk.com on and give Jerry a listen. Nobody better and when it comes to college basketball. He's something else. All right, 22 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. When we come back, we'll talk about the Broncos. We're going to break into it. What do the Broncos desperately need now that we, after what we saw take place yesterday? We're going to get to that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join the Hull Show Bracket Challenge. Winner gets $500 cold hard cash. Keep listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the Hull Show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
We can fire up the fountains now. We can, because we have baseball back. That's an exciting thing, isn't it? My goodness, I'm pumped for that. So we went through that a little bit, and I'm sure more will come out as far as the agreement and what all that looks like. But bottom line is it's back. We're getting football, and it's going to be a great time. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Baseball. Did I say football? Baseball's back. I got football on the mind all the time, Jades. Speaking of football, Russell Wilson, we know it's a huge deal. It's an amazing thing. We've got him here. He's a Denver Bronco, and the sky's the limit, you think. Well, we saw the news yesterday. I mean, guess who gets to join Joey Bosa with the Los Angeles Chargers? Khalil Mack is set to join forces with the AFC West rival in the Chargers, meaning that just, okay, well, it's good you got Russell Wilson, but now protecting him becomes even more important than what we first outlined. You know, yesterday I said, you know, it's of the utmost importance to make sure you get an offensive line that will be able to protect this guy. And now, even more so, because you got to play the Chargers twice. and Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa coming at you. Listen, we talked about Armstead, formerly of the New Orleans Saints. He's going to be 31 years old. He played only 9 games. He had injuries last year. But he's a, I mean, you could get, Zach talked to us yesterday, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, you know, saying, hey, you could get him and move him to right, to left tackle, and then move Garrett Bowles to right tackle. Because Armstead's more of a left tackle guy. And, I mean, if you take the responsibility away from Garrett of being a left tackle guy, put him on the right, maybe that's that bodes well for him. That's even better for him. Do you feel like now the Broncos have, like, I don't know, what is it, $26 million to play with in cap room? Do you look at it now and say, okay, I think that it's probably – you're going to have to go high on Armstead if he's a left tackle. Those guys always warrant a lot of money. Are you willing to go all in on Armstead, meaning that's going to take up a good chunk of what you have available in your salary cap room? And I mean, the way I look at it is, in free agency, you want to be able to get two pieces. Now that you don't have the draft as strong as you'd like, you don't have your number nine, you don't have your earlier second rounder. You do have the Rams second rounder, but let's not act like that's a big thing. That is going to be a late one, a late second rounder. So you need to fill, I mean, you needed free agency anyway to fill a spot or two. I think it's really a priority. You got to fill two spots, meaning two big-time spots, so two big-time players. What's that look like? We know you need a middle line, an inside linebacker. We know you need a pass rusher. We know you need a tackle. You probably need a defensive back, but are you going to go high on that? Is Chandler Jones as an edge rusher, or Von Miller as an edge rusher? Maybe those are priorities. Priority number one's probably Armstead. So I'm thinking you pay him. You pay a tackle a lot of money, and you pay an edge rusher a lot of money. And then the rest of it you piece together with smaller contracts. But I think you have enough in your cap to go after some big, not two big time names to go along with what you've just done with Russell Wilson. I think that's where you have to go on this side of it. I mean, I get that Armstead's 31, Russell's 33. Armstead you're probably going to have for a few years, but next year's the most important year. Then you figure it out as you go. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. What I mean by that, next year, it's because it's the first year. It's the first year. You got to keep Russell Wilson upright and flowing with this offense, because you're going to be building around this team for a while. And really, if you can get your right tackle figured out, which again, that would maybe mean you're going to move Garrett Bowles over. That I would take Garrett Bowles at right tackle. I think he could actually play right. I don't see any reason why not. Now, again, that's just the eye test of there's less responsibility on the right side for Garrett. So why not go with Armstead? See if you can go in on Armstead. I would imagine he might even, maybe he'll take even a little bit of a discount because of Russell Wilson and getting a chance to play for some big, you know, some meaningful, in meaningful games. So if you can get him, and then of course you have your situation, you know, your offensive line. So we got Dalton Reisner. I think everybody feels pretty good about him at this point. You know, you look in the center, Lloyd Cushenberry, is he going to be able to take it the next step? He had his ups and downs last year. But it's not your biggest concern at this stage. So if you have, you know, on that tackle side of things, I think suddenly you improve that offensive line big time if you can get that left-right tackle situation figured out. And what I mean, again, Armstead moving to left tackle, Bowles moving to right. It's got to be the biggest priority. It's not the sexiest, I get it, but that's the priority now, and you're not going to be drafted unless George Payton can do some fancy feet moves and move back up into the first round. 33 minutes after the hour, when we come back, let's take a look at tonight's action. A lot of great things. What do I think? I'll give you, I got them all right yesterday. Didn't go with the spreads. I just gave you the winners. Probably going to do the same thing. Maybe I'll tell you what, I'll give you the winners on social media. I'll give you the spreads right now of what I think is going to happen. I had a texter. We had one of our listeners, Jades. Saw what I said about, hey, take all four of them. I like all four of our local guys to win. He took them, put some money on them, bam, won a lot of money. 4-game parlay. You're welcome. I'm not encouraging it. I'm not a big gambler guy. I don't know a lot about it, you know, but I go with my gut. I'll give you my gut on the I'll give you what my gut thinks on the other side. I won't give you my gut. I'll give you my picks for tonight. It's going to be a great night again. Friday night basketball, late one. You got 7 o'clock games, eight o'clock games, 10 o'clock games. I'll tell you what I think of how these are going to go down next. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor. They got their free wine and beer tastings going on from 4 to 7 this Friday. I tell you what, this company, this business, they've been with me for a very long time. Love the folks over at On the Rocks Liquor. They get it. They're supporting local breweries like crazy. They're supporting, you know, even like cool breweries throughout the state too. So they kind of have a good mix. And I think that, I tell you what, you got to go over there. It's the cleanest liquor store around. And a lot of people are like, why do you bring that up? Seriously, you've been into those like liquor stores where the lights are flicking and the floors are sticky and it's all scattered all over the place. John and Tony over there at On the Rocks, they are so particular about that place. It's perfect. It's pristine. And everything is exactly where it should be. That's On the Rocks Liquor right off of Highway 34 and 47th. Avenue, kind of where near Buffalo Wild Wings is. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. All right, Holyoke texting in about the offensive line. Our offensive line already improved with the addition of Russ and his intelligence. I don't know much about what QB's audible at the line, but would think a lot of the talk is about O-line shifts. Locke and Teddy were out there playing 7-on-7, but let's be real, it's coming down to our MVP McManus at the end of the game. Yeah, with those guys for sure. Yeah, I agree. No, the line did get better, but you still need to, I think you still need to spend money on that. Think about it. If you have your offensive line set, and maybe you're only one piece away from doing that, don't you feel like you have everything else, save for a tight end? But Albert O is, you know, he's proved that he can be a pretty serviceable tight end, about what Noah Fant was. Maybe a little better, who knows? But you feel pretty good about your wide receiver position. You feel really good about Javonte Williams. I don't know. I saw a rumor that maybe Melvin Gordon goes back to the Chargers. Saw that this morning. I don't know how much stock I'm putting in that one yet. But if you do end up keeping Gordon, you got to feel really good about your running back situation. Suddenly, your offense feels okay. I think there's a lot of pressure on Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick to deliver this year. Because, you know, you want to see those guys live up to those contracts. And I think they, after they signed those contracts, they certainly kind of took a step back. But it was a weird year with quarterbacks. Strange end of the year. So I'm not too terribly concerned about those contracts just yet. I think you got to feel pretty good, though, about your contract situation or about your offensive situation going forward. But you're right. Russell Wilson does raise all boats. He makes everybody better. He's a smart quarterback. He's a leader. He's a guy that you can get behind. He educates the offense. And I think that that's something, you know, that can't go underlooked. That's or overlooked. He's going to do all the little things right. Teddy was a good leader, but he didn't have it really on the field. Drew Locke wasn't a good leader, and I actually think his skill set was better than Teddy's. Now you have Russell, who has the skill set and has the leadership. He has it all. So I'm pumped to see it. I mean, he's already making strides and showing that he's going to be there. Weld County Swami, over under 11 wins next year. Ooh. I'm going to say under right now. But that could, or he said 11.5, so I can say 11 wins and feel good about it. It's probably right. 11.5, yeah. I think 11 seems to be right. And again, I don't have the schedule pulled up in front of me, but I know a good chunk of their schedule. They're going to have a lighter schedule. So you got to keep that in mind if you're making bets for the Broncos. It's going to be a schedule based on where they finish kind of deal. So, yeah. I mean, I think they're a playoff team. They're definitely a playoff team. In this day and age, how many wins does it take to get in the playoffs? 10? 11? 9? Less? So I think they're a playoff team, and whatever that looks like, second place in the AFC West is probably about 10 to 11 wins. So I would say under. I'm going to go under on that side. All right, tonight, big one. Big games all night, man. I mean, you just look at it, the board. This is conference tournament time. And we made it past day two, because all the teams we talk about here all had first-round byes. And so they've already made it past the first round. They get past the second round last night. We're going into the semifinals with every single one of them. So what do I think is going to happen? I got all four right yesterday. Whew, the pressure is on. Let's see here. Where do I want to go first? How about UNC and Portland State? Nah, let's go from earliest last to latest. Colorado and Arizona. Boy, I want to take the Buffs to pull off the major upset. I just can't do it. They're 9-point dogs, 10-point dogs now, according to ESPN. I'm going to say that the Buffs lose this game. Maybe they cover. But I'm staying away from that one. I think the Buffs lose, and unfortunately, they do not make it in. We already know that they had to. I think they had to win this game and then go to the Pac-12 championship. So I'm not going for it. Nope. Will County Swami says take them. You only live once. No, can't do it. Reputation at stake. So I don't like the Buffs tonight. Wyoming and Boise State, 7:30 on CBS Sports Network. That's also an interesting one. Yikes. Again, my gut wants to go with Wyoming. What do I think? I mean, ESPN saying that Wyoming is 2.5-point dogs. They're 2.5-point dogs in this one. I think Grammy K has to be special tonight. I don't think he was special last night. He's got to be a special type of player. I'm going to go Wyoming. I think Wyoming gets the win. Wyoming takes it. They move on. And that all but punches that ticket. That gets it done. So I like Wyoming to win. 8 o'clock on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Also 1310KFK.com. Portland State and UNC. 8 o'clock game. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites. They lost both games to Portland State this year. I think that's actually going to help them. I think UNC wins this game. I think they're going to go to the Big Sky Conference Championship. And it's all going to be up for grabs tomorrow night. So I do like the Bears to win. I'm going to say I like the Bears to cover. I think they win by 5 at least. The late game, 10 o'clock, San Diego State and Colorado State. I believe the Rams are dogs in this one. They split with San Diego State. The Rams are, it looks to be a, on ESPN, it looks to be a pick 'em right now. Although the index has San Diego State, 68.6% chance of winning. So I thought the spread may be -1. I like the Rams to win that, or +1, excuse me, for the Rams. I like the Rams to win outright tonight. I do. I think they don't need to win this. They're already in the big dance, but I saw the look in those guys' eyes. They want to win this tournament. They want to take this thing. They want to be the undisputed top team in the Mountain West Conference. So there you go. I think the Buffs are losing tonight. I think the Wyoming Cowboys are winning tonight. I do like the UNC Bears to win and cover 4.5. And I like the Rams to win outright against San Diego State. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll wrap up on the other side. I'm going to get to what's on TV throughout the weekend. It's going to be a busy night, a busy weekend. You don't want to miss any of it. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
.153 the time, almost done for the weekend. Going to be a great time tonight and a great, should be a fun weekend too. You got Colorado, Wyoming, UNC, CSU going at it Saturday. We've got the Nuggets and the Toronto Raptors playing at 7 o'clock. And then the Avs are off until Sunday. They're going up against Calgary on Sunday, 6 o'clock. That'll be on ESPN+. Man, you got all these teams we've been discussing in action tonight. Will they survive? CU has to win. They must win over Arizona if they want to go dancing. And UNC must win over Portland State, and then they got to win the conference championship tomorrow. Let's go Bears. I am pumped for that game. It's going to be a great time. Wyoming Insurance, if they beat Boise State, they're in for sure. I think they're already in. CSU, this is all for pride. This is all for just saying you're the best team in the conference outright if they can win the tournament. And it's going to be easier said than done going up against a very tough San Diego State team. What a week it's been, man. It started with Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson was traded to the Denver Broncos. Then we got baseball done. We got that deal done, so we are going to have baseball at, well, in a couple of weeks. We're not that far away from it now. So we have baseball. We have Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers stays put in Green Bay. So many crazy things happen. And it's conference tournament time. We're right around the corner from March Madness. Hey, don't forget, I'm going to be live and on location from the GOAT Sports Bar on Monday night. I got my regular show, of course, 12 to 2. We'll be doing our thing. And then we're going out 5 to 6 o'clock for a special whole show edition. And we'll be there doing all college hoops. Hopefully, we're discussing mostly local teams. Wouldn't that be something if all four managed to get in, and we can kind of make that a focal point on Monday night. If you're not in our bracket challenge, tell you what, I'll give you this for the weekend. You can email me, Brady@1310kfka.com, and maybe we can squeeze you in. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.